You just hit it.
Okay, you're good to go. Just read that and we'll
okay. I'm calling the St. Botolph Architectural Conservation District Commission public hearing to order at 5:17 p.m. on August 17th, 2022. In accordance with the Commonwealth of Massachusetts Executive Order suspending certain provisions of the open meeting law, including the July 16th, 2022 amendment, extending the suspension of these provisions until March 31st, 2023, we're conducting this meeting online. To ensure public access to the deliberations of the St. Botolph Architectural Conservation District Commission, the public may access this call through telephone and video conferencing. Members of the public will have an opportunity to ask questions and to provide public comment on applications and discussions. To do so, please raise your hand in the application via the Zoom meeting platform. We'll repeat these instructions throughout the hearing. People present at this meeting, the commissioners present, are Richard Henderson, Deb Miller, and Susan Trowbridge. Okay, is that good?
Sounds like we're good. Yeah. So the first application we'll have is application number 230086, and that's 43 St. Botolph Street. Do we have a representative from that team?
Bob, you're muted.
Bob. Is that you, Bob?
Yes, that's me. Thank you. Bob Cummins from Boston Realty Advisors, Vice President, Director of Property Management, Representative and Managing Agent for 43-47 St. Botolph Street.
Do you want to describe your project?
Yes, thank you. Thanks for having us tonight and taking the time to review our project. And it's really just a matter of making some repairs and some deferred maintenance and reconditioning the fence with a new fence. And bringing better security to the owners of the residence at that address, and to be able to have both operable gates as well as fixed panels, fix some of the panels that have been in disrepair.
And
repair or replacement?
You said replacement, not repair, right?
Yes, the fence is being proposed to be replaced.
Doug, Richard, any questions?
And does it stretch all the way across this picture down?
It's the entire rear of the property from unit 43 through 47. So the total, do I have a length? Let's see, I'm just looking at the other proposal. I don't have a full length of the project, but it's, when I say, yards.
Okay. And does the, will the fence, that's helpful. Your image has sort of the inside of the fence. I assume it's going to face outward in the same way it does now, or which way are the posts facing?
That's correct. I'm glad you asked that question.
Okay.
Yes, it would be constructed as it is today. Replacements made in kind.
Okay.
The one thing we are doing is we're taking the quality of the wood, and we've been asked to propose the Western Red Cedar boards, which I think will give the longevity and the strength and the architectural construction of the fence to be much more appealing to the abutters and to the neighborhood.
Mm-hmm. Is it going to have a flat top as pictured right there?
Yes, that's what's being called for.
No objections on my end.
Mine either.
Do we have any members of the public here to comment?
Susan, you just want to read that quick little paragraph about members of the public?
Again?
Yeah, just
because we do public comment.
Yep.
Because we do have people. Okay. Members of the public will have an opportunity to ask questions and to provide public comment on applications and discussions. To do so, please raise your hand in the application via the Zoom meeting platform. So now is the time. Raise your hand.
All right. So if anybody that's in the public here has any questions, just raise your hand in the chat. Should be a raise hand button. And we'll get to you. Not seeing any, Susan. So I think we can go ahead and close public comment for this. And I will just add that the Neighborhood Association Architectural Committee, Lee Steele, does not object to this fence. So.
Okay. So then could we have a motion to approve this?
A motion to approve as presented.
I'll second.
Okay. And how many in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. 3-0. Okay. The next.
Thank you very much, Bob.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next application is for 86 St. Botolph Street. Is there somebody here to represent that?
Yes, Matthew Ryder.
Hello, welcome. You want to run through your project for us?
Yes, thank you for having me and giving me the time to speak. So this project is at 86 St. Botolph Street. It came about due to a significant structural failure in which the core of the building is slowly starting to sink into the ground, which is going to require replacing the interior of the building's floor plates and shoring that up per a structural engineer's review. So while that's going on, the owners have taken the opportunity to update just some exterior elements as well. So the first piece of the project will be replacing the windows. All the existing windows are being replaced. The rough openings are remaining the same size. And we received a note prior to the meeting that we should keep the 6/6 window. So we made that adjustment, and then that's what we're proceeding with. The windows themselves will be Pella Architectural Series windows with simulated divided lights and be the 6/6 pattern. Here you're looking at the west elevation. So you can see from the fenestration point of view, everything will be being matched in kind, including the front door, which will be replaced. And then on the ground level, we are salvaging the existing security bars and reinstalling those as well. So besides the windows being replaced, all the existing elevation material and all that will be remaining the same. On the east elevation, which you're seeing here, on the right side, we'll have the same window replacement. And on the left side, we're going to be replacing these egress doors and making the egress balconies to code. So they're going to get a little bit wider and tie in with 88 St. Botolph next door. Without the, in regards to the windows, that's pretty much the bulk of it. And then on the top level, we are going to demo and rebuild a head house as well. The head house is going to be being replaced in kind, and we're actually moving it back from the St. Botolph leading edge by about 4 feet. So it's further away from the leading edge. And it will increase a little bit in size just to meet the current stair codes and to have a current code compliance stair to get up to the roof. The materiality of this head house currently is a very old shingle. And we're proposing standing seam aluminum with a bronze finish to match the existing elevated hatches that are on Fallon Street going down. And then it'll have a 1/4 inch per foot flat roof that'll also be standing seam metal, which I'd argue is pretty typical in the area and the south end. I'd say that's the bulk of the exterior work being performed. You see here the couple building sections were cut, kind of showing the view up to the current head house and its new location. So it will still be non-visible from a public way. And the height that we're showing there is proposed to match the existing height of the current head house.
How are the dimensions changing? You mentioned it's going to be bigger to accommodate staircases. So it's wider or longer?
Nick, if we could go to the roof plan, which is PDF 7. So the current one is wider, meaning top of screen to bottom of screen. Ours is going to be a little bit skinnier than that, but it, as you can see, it's getting longer as we pull back to the leading edge on the back alley. But by doing that, we wanted to make sure we're staying out of view, so we pulled it further away from the St. Patov leading edge. And as you can see, the stair coming up, there's a little area of refuge on the left that we pulled to the leading edge.
And I'm sorry, what's the exterior, like, what are you going to, what's the exterior material?
It'll be standing seam metal, and it'll be a bronze finish. Okay. Nick, I don't know if you have, I can share my screen for some photos kind of showing the adjacent head houses, because that was kind of the precedent we were using for our materiality here.
Yeah, you want me to stop sharing?
Yeah, just real quick, I'll share mine just to show precedent.
Go for it.
Everybody see that okay?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So these are buildings are technically in the South End District, which is why they're not true head houses, but they have a standing seam bronze finish and roof. And that's the precedent we were using for our head house as well. This picture is taken from 86 St. Patolph's roof. I'll let you take back over, Nick, if you want.
Sure.
Nick, did you have any staff comments?
Sorry, yeah. so understanding that it's not required to restore windows, you know, staff would probably recommend looking into doing that. But that being said, if they have to be replaced, this configuration is fine. I just need shop drawings to be submitted prior to final approval. The head house, I'm okay with. I think it's a pretty minimally visible thing. This will make it a little more maintenance free without, ruining the architectural integrity of the building. Sorry, I just want to bring up one quick thing.
While you're doing that, Nick, on the windows, are they? What's the material? Are they vinyl? Are they wood? Are they what are right, they?
Right now, they're wood. Right, Matthew?
Yes, the existing windows currently are wood. The owners are hoping for something a little more maintenance free, so they're going with an aluminum clad higher level Pella as proposed, and then the interior of that is wood.
Okay. And Nick, we've allowed simulated lights before. I don't love those, but
so it's not required that the windows are true divided lights in our guidelines. It basically says when we know the configuration, it should maintain that configuration. The other thing that I just wanted to point out about the guidelines, it does say when we understand the materiality of the original windows, we should probably stick with that material. So, yeah. But they can still be simulated divided lights, to answer your question. Yeah.
Can you simulate divided lights with wooden windows?
100%. Yeah. That's a very common occurrence. So that's what typically is installed throughout the South End. They're all wood simulated divided lights. Some of them with even curved sashes. And they're modern windows.
What color are you thinking the windows will be, the frames and the dividers?
Similar to the head, there'll be a bronze finish. They're called out as brown, but it's a bronze finish in the, at least the Pella specification book.
Oh, quick question. This is actually what I was looking for. So I noticed, let me zoom in a little bit. What's this? Do we know what that is, Matthew? Or is that on your property?
That's a good question. That might be the, let me check. That might be the top corner of the existing head house.
Let's see if you can see it here.
And if so, that will no longer be in view because we're moving that so far back. Oh,
I think this is, so you just, it's just the, you see this here? This is your property, right, Matthew?
Yes.
Okay. So I think what we're seeing is the neighbors, and that might be a conversation for another time. But so, yeah. But yeah. Okay, cool. Just wanted to double check on that.
Yeah, and that was also part of the goal. It's like we're trying to get as far away from the leading edge as possible, which is why we pushed it further back.
Is it reasonable to ask for a mock-up just to make sure that there's no visibility from the street?
So there actually, we actually did have one in place and is currently still there. I can share a photo of that as well if you'd like.
That'd be great. Yeah. Let me just stop sharing. Go ahead.
Did we resolve the question of the windows and their material? Because there was sort of questions, but it doesn't seem to me we reached any conclusion.
I don't think you did. Do we just want to finish this, wrap up this topic, and then we can circle back to that?
Yeah.
All right.
So this was the mock-up that we built, just showing pulling the back edge to here and keeping the existing height of the current head house.
I'm fine with the head house.
Yep. We're okay with the proposed material?
The head house? Yeah.
Okay.
And let the record reflect that Barb's here now. She came, 15 minutes ago, Barb? All right, John, record for that. Yeah.
Back to the windows, our preference would be to restore the wood windows, clearly. Is that something that was explored seriously, Matthew, or kind of quickly rejected?
No, it was explored. The windows are very old. A lot of them, there's air leakage coming in around the sides. And I think in order to properly restore these windows would actually be more expensive than putting in new ones if we're trying to get them to be truly historically representative and keeping all the wood. So it was partially a monetary decision and partially a maintenance decision that the owners are looking to pursue, just for obviously less headaches moving forward. And let me check my records. I might have some photos of the interior windows.
Yeah, and
I'm not super opposed to newer windows as long as the lights match. Personally, I think there's environmental and maintenance benefits to them, but it is a little sad to see all the wood windows of our neighborhood go one by one by one.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, I think the most important thing is to keep it 6/6. Mm-hmm.
I guess I would say it would be hard for us to say, no, you can't do it, but I would urge maybe the owners to relook at, rethink. Could you save the existing windows? It would be wonderful to keep the wood. It's a very prominent location, very prominent windows too. But we certainly, I don't think we can say, no, you can't have aluminum clad. We certainly have approved it elsewhere.
Yeah, I agree. I think it would be a really nice to have, but it wouldn't stop me from saying, you know, it's okay as is.
You know, if they were the stained glass or textured windows like we've reviewed in some meetings recently, then I would feel differently. But these appear to be just fairly standard looking 6/6. Am I correct? Are there any sort of artistic details to them that we're missing from these photos?
So this is an interior shot. So no, I'd argue there's nothing that special about them. I mean, you can see like the rails are starting to split. This was just one random one, not even one of the worst ones, but.
They look a lot better than my windows, but okay.
You know, I think also energy efficiency should matter, I think. And these are never going to be energy efficient.
Yeah, these are, current ones are single pane and the new ones will be double pane, low-E, which would energy-wise be great if we could pursue that.
Nick, what are the staff comments on replacing the windows? Restoration.
So the guidelines say that we can't require restoration, but you know, we would certainly recommend that if it were required, we would ask that the windows are restored rather than replaced. And by the way, there's a lot of evidence that suggests that you can restore a historic window to be just as energy efficient as new windows, but maybe we'll have a webinar on that someday. But anyway, but I understand where everyone's comments are coming from. So we would, you know, since we can't require that they're restored, I would recommend replacement, the 6/6 with the proper, I think it's 7/8 inch of a Muntin bar and still in wood though. Since in this circumstance, we know what the original windows were because they're there and they're wood. So we would recommend that they stay wood. And that's kind of what the guidelines say when we talk about.
So wood with the same proportions and dimensions of the different elements.
And texture. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. You want that kind of,
So new wood windows as opposed to.
Correct. Yes. Okay. They can be multi-paned, double glazed. They should not have a reflective
coating.
Thank you, Doug. But they can be the double glazed ones if needed or desired.
I like the idea of new wooden windows with the same proportions and dimensions and no reflective glass.
Is there any precedent for the other aluminum clad windows in the area that have been approved? I'm only saying that because maintenance wise, as we all know, wood is not going to hold up nearly as well as an aluminum clad. And it's at least important for the owners for maintenance in that regard. So I would just ask that if that was considered.
I guess you'd know, Nick, whether there are precedents.
There are precedents, but I just want to talk about the guidelines just to read them to you.
Well, I believe if we're looking at replacing white vinyl windows with something better, we allow it, right? But we know we have wood, so we're slightly more sensitive to the issue.
Yeah.
You're looking for the guidelines, Nick?
Do you want me to read them? Sorry, Doug.
Oh, I thought you were looking for them to read them.
Yeah. So let's bring them up. Yeah. So it says, let me just make sure this is the right paragraph. Okay. So when it's necessary to replace materials or features, replacement should, whenever possible, be based on physical evidence or evidence contained in documents such as plans and photographs indicating the appearance and other characteristics of the materials or features being replaced. So new materials used in replacement should, if possible, match the materials being replaced in physical properties, design, color, texture, and other visual qualities. And then it gets into the specifics about windows. Does that make sense?
Yeah, and it pretty much points to wood.
Yep. So, for example, at 58 West Newton Street, those windows are also original, if you recall, and we're now replicating the replacement windows in wood. They were also proposing aluminum clad.
Yeah, I remember that.
But we do replace a lot of aluminum clad windows with aluminum clad or aluminum because we don't know what the original materials were. This neighborhood was built right on the cusp of using a lot of wood and a lot of metal for windows. So it was just that design period and the advancement of the window technology. So that's kind of where we are today.
So should I open it to public comment?
I think that's a great idea, yeah.
Okay, I'll read this thing again. Members of the public will have an opportunity to ask questions and to provide public comment on applications and discussions. To do so, please raise your hand in the application via the Zoom meeting platform. And then, so Nick, you can tell when people are raising their hand.
I can, yeah. I'm not seeing anyone's hand raised, so we can go ahead and close public comment. I will add to public comment that Lee Steele, the Neighborhood Association, does support this project. He had indicated that the windows do look like they need to be replaced and should, is what he said. Those are his words, not mine. And then he said he's okay with the rooftop addition, the penthouse, as long as it's not visible from the vantage points of St. Patel Street or the side streets. That's it.
Okay. It seems like we don't have any controversy on the head house and that mm-hmm. it's really only the windows and that the two options, what is not an option is to try to repair what's there now, but the two options going forward would be 6/6 new wood or 6/6 aluminum clad. Is that how the rest of you see it?
Yes.
So which way do we go?
Well, I guess I would not object to if the owners decide if it's going to be wood, we'd like to restore the existing wood. That would be fine. But I think my preference would be replace wood with wood. The guidelines are pretty clear.
What about you, Doug?
So that sounds like that was a motion.
Yeah.
It okay. does. I second that motion.
So that's okay. Your motion, and Doug, you're seconding it.
Second that motion.
And all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
And any opposed?
Barbara, can Barbara vote? She
yeah,
got
of course, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So how did Barbara vote? I don't see her face.
She said yes.
I heard aye. Yes.
Okay, yeah. So it's 4-0.
Okay.
Okay. And then that includes the approval of the penthouse as
head
the head house has. Okay, cool. Great.
Penthouse is fine. Head house is fine.
Okay. And then those details will be remanded to staff in terms of the window shop drawings. Is that okay? As a nice, are you okay with that, Susan?
Yeah.
Okay, yep. Cool. All right. Awesome.
Okay. So now we have administrative stuff.
Yes. Right.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you. Thanks, Matthew.
Thank you, Matt.
All right. The next one is the Comcast project, right?
So these are administrative review items. So you would review them en masse. But before you make a motion to approve or reject, just ask for public comment. Okay. And if you have any questions about any of the projects, for instance, that Verizon project, does anyone have any questions about that?
Well, it's Comcast.
I apologize. I didn't get to look at the Verizon one specifically. Is there anything that?
Yeah. So it's, they're doing a conduit underneath the road, but it will, they will have to deconstruct the sidewalk, which is in our purview. So okay. They just needed approval for that. Because they are interrupting.
They're going to rebuild it, not cement
exactly.
It.
Exactly.
Yeah, yes. You keep saying Verizon. The agenda says Comcast. Which is it?
Oh, okay. I read the Comcast one. Okay. Yeah. No, that's
yeah,
fine.
Yeah. Sorry. Comcast. I hope it. Yeah. All these utility companies.
Evils. Fine. No, as long as they're repairing it as is, that's great.
Yeah, and that's basically what this is, Doug, is we're just getting it on paper that it has to be this way.
Perfect.
Yep.
Okay, and then there's also 121 St. Vitale.
Any questions there?
Nope.
So this is a similar project to the one we reviewed a couple months ago. There's basically an indentation on the upper level. They want to just bring it back halfway to its original condition. It's minimally visible from an alley view. I thought it was appropriate to do admin review, considering we just reviewed one and you guys were all okay with it. No additional height also.
Okay, so would we ask for public comment on both of these together?
Correct, yes.
Members of the public will have an opportunity to ask questions and provide public comment on applications and discussions. To do so, please raise your hand. But there's no one here, right?
I do not see any hands raised, so we can go ahead and close public comment. And then, of course, Lee Steele had said he was in favor of both, so.
Okay, so can we have a motion to approve both of these together?
I motion to approve both together.
I second.
In favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, 4-0.
Great.
Okay.
Did you guys look at the draft meeting minutes?
I didn't get them.
Did you get the email notification? Yeah. Did anyone get it?
Okay. I can't say I looked hard for it, but it didn't.
It would have come from the St. Vitale Architectural Commission. It's like an automatic email.
Mm.
Okay. Well, I have some work to do because I had to figure out what happened. So I apologize. We'll defer those to the next month.
Okay. You got some updates for us.
No staff updates. Things are trucking along at City Hall. So we're posting for an executive director of historic preservation. We're now our own office. So the Office of Historic Preservation. So there'll be the Commemoration Commission, which is going to celebrate the, I believe it's the 300th anniversary of the city. And then, so there'll be that team. And then there'll be the Landmarks Commission team. We're getting a little bit bigger. We're hiring for an executive director of historic preservation. And that will be posted very soon. So if you know anybody that wants to do the job and apply, send them to boston.gov. So that's it. Those are all my comments.
Okay. So someone want to move, we adjourn?
Don't move.
Yes. Okay. All in favor, we're adjourned.
Aye.
Aye.
All right. Thanks, everybody. We'll see you next month.
Thank you.
Bye, everybody. Take care.
Bye.